This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said PM Swanidhi scheme has proved to be a lifeline for street vendors. Addressing PM Swanidhi beneficiaries in Delhi while distributing loans under the scheme to 1 lakh street vendors, Mr. Modi said people saw the power of street vendors during COVID. He said today's Swanidhi Mahotsav is dedicated to those who are always around and without whom people cannot imagine their lives.
Aaj desh ke kone kone se jo saathi jude hain उनको पीएम स्वनिधि योजना के तहत सीधे उनके बैंक अकाउंट में पैसे ट्रांसफर कर दिए गए हैं।
मिस्टर मोदी कंग्रेचुलेटेड द स्ट्रीट वेंडर्स एंड रोड साइड शॉपकीपर्स फॉर देयर कंट्रीब्यूशंस टू सोसाइटी। Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has sanctioned over 1,385 crore rupees for 295 road development projects in Karnataka. He said this endeavour not only aims to upgrade infrastructure but also promises to ameliorate connectivity and will foster socio-economic development. Mr. Gadkari also sanctioned 850 crore rupees for widening and strengthening of 31 state road projects, encompassing a total length of over 435 kilometers in Telangana. He said this initiative will boost economic growth, spur local tourism and enhance the regional economy. Mr. Gadkari has also sanctioned 972.8 crore rupees for widening roads in Rajasthan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reiterated that Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA, is a law to provide citizenship rights and it will not snatch away citizenship from anyone. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Shah said CAA will provide rights and citizenship to Hindus, Buddhists, Jains, Sikhs, Christians and Parsi refugees from Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan. A high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind submitted its report on One Nation, One Election to President Draupadi Murmu today. According to the Law and Justice Ministry, the high-level committee recommended a two-step approach leading to simultaneous elections. As the first step, simultaneous elections will be held for Lok Sabha and the state legislative assemblies. In the second step, elections to the municipalities and panchayats will be held within 100 days of holding Lok Sabha and state assembly elections. The committee also recommended for a single electoral roll and electoral photo identity cards for use in elections to all the three tiers of government. Prime Minister of Bhutan Dasho Chering Tobgay arrived in New Delhi on a five-day visit to India. This is his first overseas visit after assuming office in January this year. Union Minister Ashwini Kumar Chaube received him at Delhi Airport. The External Affairs Ministry said during the visit the Prime Minister of Bhutan will call on President Draupadi Murmu and hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Chering Tobgay will also visit Mumbai. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and External Trade, Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Employment and senior officials from the Government of Bhutan will accompany Prime Minister Dasho Chering Tobgay. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has blocked 18 OTT platforms for obscene and vulgar content. This includes Dream Films, Hunters, Hotshots, VIP, Prime Play and Uncut Adda. 19 websites, 10 apps and 57 social media accounts associated with these platforms have been disabled for public access in India. In cricket, Mumbai have clinched the Ranji Trophy title, defeating Vidarbha by 169 runs. Mumbai have won their record 42nd Ranji Trophy title. Chasing a daunting target of 538 runs, Mumbai spinners ensured Vidarbha were bowled out for 368. In All England Open Badminton Championships, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen will take on Anders Antonsen in the men's singles pre-quarterfinal match in Birmingham this evening. In women's singles pre-quarterfinal, PV Sindhu lost to An Se-hyun of South Korea 19-21, 11-21. And with that, we end this news bulletin.